When home becomes the classroom, should school rules still apply? That question is at the core of new legislation passed in the Louisiana State House last week. Now schools will have to review their discipline policies and determine whether they make sense in a virtual classroom. Education reporter Arbi Yuhas has more.
The Kamari Harrison Act, named for a Jefferson Parish fourth grader, widens the appeal rights of students expelled during remote instruction and requires officials in all 69 school districts to review their discipline policies in light of virtual learning. Harrison was recommended for expulsion after he moved a Daisy BB gun away from his younger brother and into the frame of his virtual classroom. School officials said the presence of the gun violated rules prohibiting weapons on campus. But his family has argued that their home is not a part of the Jefferson Parish public school system. Last week, Kamari spoke in support of the legislation at a Senate committee meeting.
Okay, so I'm Kamari Harrison. I'm 9 years old. I want to play basketball when I grow up. My favorite player is LeBron James. And I thank y'all. I thank you for helping kids my age and kids like me that get in this problem.
Kamari's expulsion was later reduced to a 6-day suspension. His family believes he shouldn't have been punished at all. To better understand some of the other ways virtual learning can infringe on student rights, I called up Elizabeth Laird. She's a senior fellow with the Center for Democracy and Technology.
Should students have to have their cameras on? And if they do, what if the student is maybe embarrassed about where they're living and it's subjecting them to additional bullying? How can schools address that? Around attendance, what does it mean to attend schools right now? And what are the repercussions if you're not considered to have attended? Is it just logging in? Is it having your camera on? Is it, you know, saying something during class? And so those are new questions and issues that the shift to remote learning is bringing about.
I asked Laird how schools across the country have responded to these questions. She said just like COVID-19 policies more generally, schools are all over the place.
I've heard, you know, we're moving too quickly. We don't have time to think about privacy right now, all the way to, you know, schools being really deliberate and you know, providing Zoom backgrounds, for example, so that students don't have to reveal what's going on behind them. So I think it's really varied. I would also say, unfortunately, I've also seen a number of cybersecurity attacks that even if you weren't thinking or prioritizing privacy before, you are now, because your district has been the recipient of one of these attacks. And, you know, one of the consequences of that when it happens, and those that happened in Louisiana before remote learning, is that, you know, schools may literally be shut down and students may not be receiving instruction. And so that's another example of, you know, making sure you're keeping information private and secure is not just a legal or technocratic issue, but really does have a direct impact on students.
It's expected that this legislation in Louisiana is going to be signed into law by the governor, and it requires that all schools take the time to go through their disciplinary policies and assess whether or not they need to be changed in light of virtual learning. If you were, you know, going through policies with an administrator, I guess, what would your advice be of things for them to look at and hone in on? And even outside of disciplinary policies, are there other policies that schools should be looking at changing in order to ensure that student privacy is protected right now?
I think I would look at attendance. You know, there's the story that made national news of the student in Detroit who was not logging into remote learning. She had expressed that she was struggling and was not just disciplined by the school, but was put in a youth prison. And so I think that's an example of a policy that may not be translating well to remote learning and not recognizing that, you know, this is a traumatic situation for all of us, including students. And so we need to be supportive in this moment. And then I do think with respect to discipline policies, you know, if you're using video conferencing, and there was obviously the example in Louisiana, you know, thinking about how the policies that would have addressed what, you know, you could bring to school, what that means in a remote context. So I do think it's really important to look at what policies are still appropriate as we've transitioned from in-person to remote learning.
Elizabeth Laird is a senior fellow with the Center for Democracy and Technology. Thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thanks. Have a great one.
That was education reporter Arbi Yuhas speaking with Elizabeth Laird, senior fellow with the Center for Democracy and Technology.